The Dental Practice Fixers podcast is brought to you by the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. To find out how we can help increase the success of your practice, check out maddow.com or call us at 1-800-258-0060.
It's one of the oldest, most frustrating problems in dentistry. This situation and slash problem has been around forever, and it still exists. But is there an answer that can help your practice move forward? We're going to find out today on the Dental Practice Fixers. I'm Dr. Richard Maddow, and I'm here with
Dr. David Maddow. How are you? Thank you so much for being with us. We are going to have a great time today because we're going to answer this question.
The enthusiasm level is off the charts.
We're going to answer this question that's been asked for, would you say, decades or centuries?
Maybe since the very first dentist was a barber and did an extraction and a haircut at the same time. They've been worried about this issue.
Let's get right into it. It comes from Gail Trivett, and it's from our Dental Place Facebook group. By the way, we'd love to see you hang out there with us. It's simply facebook.com/groups or something like that, /dentalplace123. It'll be right down there if you're watching the video version. But here's the question. Gail says, it's an age-old question. How do we stop cancellations?
Oh!
We're going to tackle it right now.
Cancellations!
Take care of that question. Well, you know.
Got a bunch of things we can talk about. Also, I want to introduce you to a technique that you can do. Maybe we'll role play on it. That'll be fun. If a patient calls and says they're canceling same day, there's something you can do that will save that appointment 50% of the time. Wow.
Wow. That's not bad. I'll take 50% anytime.
Let's talk about cancellations in general.
Yeah? What do you want to talk about?
Well,
how to prevent them?
How to prevent them. But I think let's back up and say that we're not going to blame the practice. But some practices create a culture where it seems like cancellations are normal. Don't you think?
Absolutely. Well, number one, using the word. I wouldn't really use the word in front of a patient. Like, okay, here's your appointment. If you need to cancel, just let us know.
I mean, exactly.
That's like setting it up that it's,
on a confirmation call, on a business card.
It's okay to cancel in this practice. If your practice gives the aura that we just don't get cancellations. Nobody cancels. If something comes up, our patients figure out a way to get here. I mean, of course, it can never be 100%, but if you instill that belief upon your patients, it is absolutely going to help.
Like, it's going to hell.
Going to help.
Wow. Glad you enunciated that ending P.
Help. Yep. We don't get cancellations here.
Well, it's funny.
We don't get them.
I remember a time early in my practice, my first practice that I owned, and somebody was on the phone, a new patient trying to make an appointment, and my office manager was doing a great job trying to get this patient in, but just couldn't get them in the exact time they wanted. And she said, don't worry, we're going to put you in for this day and time, but we always get cancellations, so if we do, we'll let you know. I wanted to scream! I mean, you can say, if there's a change in our schedule, may we call you and see if we can get you in, but we always get cancellations.
Shouldn't be said.
How about putting on the appointment card? If you need to cancel, please give 48 hours notice.
Oh, that's not a good idea at all. I would say if you need to cancel, give at least 30 minutes notice. That's 48 hours is way too much time.
I've seen 24, I've seen 48, I've seen 72.
Within 30 minutes. Cancel within 30 minutes and you're fine.
That's what I think. But essentially that's saying if you cancel 47 hours and 59 minutes before your appointment, that's fine. You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't inconvenience us at all. So why put that on there?
I would never have that on
there. I mean, some people would say, if I don't put that on there, then people cancel 5 minutes before their appointment.
That's why I think you need to set the stage in your practice. Like when patients come in even for the first time, as you're somehow working into the conversation, we don't get cancellations. So we're making this appointment for you. It's for you. The time is reserved for you. The doctor's setting this aside. In so many words, we expect you to be here. We want you to be here. You're going to be here, come hell or high water.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I think it's also a good argument for confirming whether you're doing text, calls, email, whatever it is, not just the night before or two nights before, but also a few weeks ahead of time. So if they really, really, really can't make it, at least you're going to get plenty of time to fill that appointment.
Yeah, a few weeks ahead of time, though.
My dental office.
A few weeks?
Months ahead of time. I get a postcard, a text.
That's another thing.
A couple weeks
ahead
of time.
I think there comes a point where people these days are sending out way too much stuff.
You think so?
Yeah, because text messages, email, phone call, postcard, it's – okay, personally, see, maybe I'm a responsible person. If I have something on my calendar, I'm going to be there. But if I start getting barraged with, like, all these different reminders, I get, like, a little pissed off.
Do you really? I don't mind. And I'm responsible, too. I mean, everybody's missed an appointment or canceled at, you know, certain times in their lives, but I always show up, and I don't mind. Yeah. Maybe being, you know, a dentist and someone who talks about this stuff, I realize that that's what a dental practice needs to do and should do. So I don't mind. I mean, you get it from your optometrist, you get it from everyone, right? All kinds of reminders. I like it.
I usually don't get that many.
I don't get it from my hair salon. I just get a call from them.
Oh, you get a call? Oh, yep. They call.
Yep.
They actually pick up the phone and call.
I never answer, but they leave a voicemail, and that's my reminder.
But do they say you need to call back to make sure you got this call so we know, or they just say if there's any problem?
They don't, but it might be because they know I've been going there for 10 years and I'm reliable.
Right.
So I'm not sure, but they call. They always call to confirm.
I guess backing up, though, another way to prevent cancellation. Now, this might not be so much for the – It could be for the first visit also, the very first visit. But the patient has to really understand what they're coming in for and understand the importance of it. It's just not like, okay, they're coming in for a cleaning in 6 months. That doesn't really mean that much. So there's got to be like a real reason and to make it feel this is an appointment. It's important because I need to have blank done. It's important that I be there.
100% agree. And I think a lot of times you know, many times when we're talking about cancellations, let's face it, we're talking about the hygiene schedule, mm-hmm. right? Because that's the easiest and most frequently abused schedule that the hygienist went, and the hygienist should be the one to appoint the next appointment in the room on their little computer station. Make it very clear. We're going to see you in 3 months or 4 months. How's this day? You know, get all that stuff. And, you know, let's pay really close attention to that area on the upper right because we want to make sure it remains healthy, whatever.
But you said it was the upper left, though.
I'm sorry. I thought your left leg was longer than your right leg. Whatever. I mean, no, that's the chiropractor.
Chiropractor.
I always get those two
That
confused.
Was a true story, by the way. That was a weird, really weird story.
What was the story?
I was at a chiropractor like a few – it was years ago. I haven't been to a chiropractor in many, many – that was probably the last time I ever went. He's trying to adjust me, and he said, have you had a problem? Have you noticed that one leg is longer than the other? So I said, no, I never really noticed it. Nobody ever told me that. So then he said, yeah, it could be a problem. I'm looking at it right here. And so then like a couple minutes later, I tried to kind of trick him a little bit.
You tried to dupe a chiropractor?
So I gave it a little bit of time. So I said, doctor, tell me which leg of mine is longer or short? And he was like, really? Let me see. Meanwhile, he made it sound like it's so easy to see right then and there, but he had to like – think for a few seconds and tell.
Why didn't he just say left? How are you going to know the difference? Not only was he duping you, he wasn't that smart.
That's I never thought he could have made up any. That's right. I'm not going to do anything.
There are only two choices here.
That's funny.
Doesn't everybody have one leg slightly longer than the other?
I'm sure there's no way that your two legs are exactly the same. That's impossible.
I remember I actually read a statistic on this. It was like
probably true.
72% of people have one leg longer than the other, and the other remaining 28% have one leg shorter than the other.
And I've read a statistic too that says like 87.36% of statistics are totally made up on the spot.
I agree with you, but not this one.
That was not made up.
So most people have either one leg longer or one leg shorter.
Yeah. Now, is it possible? I wonder if you have both because that's a
real both legs longer.
No. Well, I mean, suppose you've got one leg longer and the other one shorter. That's a chiropractic nightmare.
No, I think you're a chiropractor's dream if that's the case. They have to adjust you. With that subluxation.
So wait, what were we saying about cancellations?
We were saying, I don't know how we got on the chiropractic thing, but we were saying that everybody needs to know the value of their appointment, why they're coming in for their next appointment.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So you do that. You make it very clear that in your office culture, we don't get cancellations. You remember years ago, I think probably the very beginning, whenever we started like calling doing these secret shopper calls to doctor's practices, dentist offices. Remember we had that one practice that was like kind of highfalutin. They said, you don't understand what it's like to come to this practice.
That was unbelievable.
And, but 20 years later, we remember that this practice was like kind of highfalutin.
Nobody, they were highfalutin. You know, she was a little too snooty though, from what I remember.
But that's in other words,
obviously you've never been here before.
Right. That's the image they wanted to portray, she wanted
right.
to portray of
this
that
practice
office.
Is different and
right.
better and special.
And special. So yeah. How about in our practice? No, I know in a lot of other dental practices they get cancellations. In this practice, we don't get them. Just by doing that.
I don't know that I'd bring it up in that way, though. I don't know. Saying
in the culture, if it's ever brought up, in other words, somebody tries to cancel.
Right. I gotcha.
No, you don't just bring it up out of thin air. No.
There are a couple of things I want to talk to you about.
Well, you could say that, like, our office is a little bit different. We generally don't get cancellations here. We make an appointment for you. You show up.
You know, you really could. I think maybe, just say, hey, let me tell you a little bit about our practice. Blah, blah, blah. We'll give you the tour. It's great. Right here's our fantastic assistant, our hygienist. So you'll probably notice this practice is different. We really, really care. Mm-hmm. And that's why patients don't cancel their appointments.
You can even say, like, we're not high volume like a lot of other practices out there. You know, we make an appointment for you. We reserve this chair for you, and we expect you to be here. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm digging it.
Yeah.
You know, do you use OpenTable to make restaurant reservations?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I love OpenTable. I use it. I think I've got like 20,000 OpenTable points. I don't know how it works.
What does that get you? Because I've got points, but I never really redeem them.
I think you can redeem them.
That sounds like a bunch of free meals to me.
I think it's like a $50 gift certificate or $75, okay. Which, you know, for me is like a quarter of a free meal. For you, it's like six free meals.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. That's right.
but I'll tell you something I noticed about the OpenTable culture. It's just so much easier to make a reservation and not really care. And then, you know, an hour before you're supposed to be there, whatever. Oh, you know, I'm just gonna go and email and cancel.
OpenTable, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think
very interesting.
I think they overbook more.
Is there something they could? Well, do you think they overbook?
Maybe if somebody abuses it a lot, they kick them off OpenTable. I just feel it's easier to go online and cancel rather than having to call someone.
But it's a combination with once you reserve on OpenTable, that information is transmitted to the restaurant. Then it's the restaurant's responsibility from there. So like if you cancel.
Cancel through OpenTable.
Right. But does OpenTable really care? I don't think they care if you cancel.
Maybe if you've canceled 80% of your reservations, they care. I always think the restaurant doesn't even know because they've got like this, you know, iPad or whatever.
Maybe.
Your name's magically on there.
It just disappears.
Then you can't, right, exactly.
That could be true. But OpenTable, I think, doesn't care. OpenTable, what are they going to do? They're not going to kick you off the platform. They're not going to fine you.
Well, maybe they can tell if you cancel like 90% of your reservations, but they're going to say,
I don't think they're going to say anything. I really don't. They're not going to kick you off.
I always wonder if I return too many things to Amazon, if they're going to say you can't use Amazon anymore. I would imagine there are some really chronic returners. They just return the chronic that maybe just abuse the system.
I think Amazon might just – that's part of the game. Like in dentistry, we have patients that maybe waste our time or do this or that. It's part of the game. You play along.
Okay. What do you think of – and we've gotten this on secret shopper calls before where you call an office and you get the voicemail and they give you the message, blah, 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 blah. They say, this machine does not accept cancellations.
Oh, that's total bullshit. I mean, the machine does accept
cancellations. Or nobody even uses machines anymore, but you know what I mean, right?
Like you can't, so what do I think of that whole concept?
Welcome to the machine. Should you say this machine or this voicemail – you can't cancel on this voicemail, on this recording.
Well,
see, somebody wants to cancel. They call 2 a.m. knowing that no one's going to answer. Right. And then it says you can't cancel on this recording. I think it's worse.
Double-edged sword because it just gives like a real negative attitude. Like in other words, you kind of know the reason for that.
Right.
But it just kind of makes the patient a little bit more pissed. Like now they're not going to – I can't even do this. I got to call in person. It just – everybody's on to that.
I agree.
I think it's probably not good to put on the message.
I agree. Yeah. Okay, let's role play. This is one of my favorite techniques that we teach at our one-day seminars, and that is what to do if somebody calls trying to cancel the same day, right?
Sure.
So but before we role play, just one little tip to go along with this. It's really great if somebody calls maybe as a potential new patient or maybe somebody that's on your chronic patient or your chronic no-show and last-minute cancel this so
you
won't give them an appointment.
You're talking about chronic a lot today.
I know. One of those days. That you have a list of people kind of like waiting for an appointment. We'll call it like our short call list.
Okay.
So this comes into play. Okay. So let's just say that it's 9 a.m. Can you play the part of an irresponsible patient? Are you up to that?
Very easily.
I know. Okay. I was going to say, I know it's such a change of, you know, of persona to you.
So I'm going to call the office. You want to make it ring? What do you want to do?
Sure. I'll make it ring. And you're going to call to cancel your 3 o'clock appointment.
Okay.
Okay. Dring. Dring. Thank you for calling Main Street Family Dentistry. This is Rich speaking. I can help you.
Hi, Rich. I've never heard you, but are you the dentist? Who are
no,
you?
No, I'm working at the front desk at Main Street Family Dentistry.
Oh, okay. This is Dave calling. Hi. I have an appointment today for 3:15 p.m. Unfortunately, I just found out I'm not going to be able to make that appointment. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Dave. I see your name on the schedule. May I place you in a brief hold while I retrieve your patient record?
I'm in my car, so I might be going through some bad cell area, so not too long, please.
Okay, no problem. Okay. I'll try to make it as brief as possible.
Okay, sure.
Boom. This is the only time we recommend putting someone on hold, by the way. Okay, so you're on hold. Now, what are you hearing on hold, Dave?
I'm hearing maybe Grateful Dead on SiriusXM. No, I'm probably hearing hopefully some kind of good messaging on hold, I'm hoping.
Right, exactly. So we're going to let you.
And the messaging on hold will probably say something like, we do not permit cancellation. It's like getting into your brain. Right. Oh, God, I better not cancel.
You are getting sleepy.
But I'm hearing some type of information about the practice. Okay.
So we're going to let you listen to that for about a minute.
Okay.
Then if I need to go check with the hygienist or the doctor, I will. If I don't need to, if I can just see in your record what's going on, I don't need you to do it. So a minute later, come back. Oh, hey. Dave, thanks so much for holding. I just spoke with Becky, your hygienist, and she is very concerned about the area on the upper right. I know you two talked about the infection there and how it could get worse if you don't come in for your regular cleanings. And her schedule is really, really heavily booked. Is there any way that you can keep this appointment?
The reason I had to cancel is because my wife has to work. I'm supposed to actually pick the kids up at school. But I guess, was there any way, would you mind if they actually come into stay in the office and do a little homework?
We love your kids. Of course they're welcome to be here.
Okay, I just didn't know if that was a comfortable thing. Mm-hmm. But if you can do that, I can make my appointment. That'll work. We can work that out. Yes,
fantastic.
Yes.
So glad you were able to do that. We are really looking forward to seeing you at 3:15. I know Becky will be extremely pleased.
Well, thanks for thinking about my dental health first. I do appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Bye. Okay.
Well, you even got me. I mean, it was not that difficult because chances are the emergency, the change of schedule that could be worked around. And you just showed how that could
be. Right. So put them on hold. Give them a real reason why they shouldn't cancel that appointment. And we found that about 50% of the time, obviously nothing works every time, but about 50% of the time, this technique saves a same day cancellation.
Pretty darn good.
And if it doesn't work, you've got your short call list, so call someone else and say, hey, want to let you know we've got an opening at 3 p.m. today. We highly, highly recommend that you grab this appointment.
So in essence, there's like no open share time because if you can't get the wannabe cancellation in, you've got a short call list right here, get somebody in fast. So there's no open chairs in this practice.
About 90% of the time, that last minute cancellation slot will be filled.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, wow. Man.
I hope we helped out. Who was it with the question? I can't remember.
Was it Gail Trivett?
Yeah, I think it was.
Hey, from the dental place.
Thank you so much for the question. I hope we took care of you. I hope we helped out. It is an age-old question. It will never be answered with 100% effectiveness. In other words, when you're dealing with human beings, there's always going to be something. But if we can get it to 90%, it's pretty darn good.
In what year do you predict there will no longer be any no-shows or cancellations in dentistry?
I don't want to say because we all know it's when humans are no longer on the planet. Right. There will be no cancellation.
It's the year the planet explodes.
Right.
For whatever reason.
Right.
All right.
Good one.
Good stuff. Thanks so much for your question. Hey, let's do the call of the day. But before we do, really quickly, our membership plan in a box is taking off like crazy. Mm-hmm. It was a very new product for us. We put a lot of time and research into it. Our coaches have helped set up membership plans and other practices, and we pulled their knowledge, their techniques, their forms, their contracts, marketing pieces, all this great stuff, and put it into membership plan in a box. So if you've even thought about having a membership plan in your practice, which you definitely should, it's an incredible way to get recurring revenue from non-insurance patients, to get them to be loyal to your office, entice them to get their treatment done, show for their appointments. There are no negatives to having a membership plan. They work great, and you don't have to pay some outside company a monthly fee to administer your membership plan. You can do it yourself. One time you pay.
That's the kicker. Yep. One time,
a lot of money either.
Not a lot of money, as opposed to paying some company a lot of money every single month to keep the thing going. There's no reason for that. We've discovered that. You don't have to do that anymore.
So we still have an introductory discount going. Go to maddow.com, MADOW.com/plan, PLAN. and you can read more about it, see everything that it includes, which is a ton of stuff. And then if you think it's for you, order it. We know you'll be happy. And of course, it comes with our 365-day guarantee. You get a full year to use it, try it out. If it's not for you, send it back. You get a complete refund. That's how much we know this thing will help you and your practice and your patients. Your non-insured patients will think you're the greatest. So membership plan in a box, matto.com/plan.
While we're talking about things to help build your practice, have you been, this is for doctors now, have you been to our masterclass yet? Several times per year, Rich and I get together with our team, our coaches, and we sit down in a beautiful room for an entire day and not only brainstorm and talk about strategies, how to grow your practice, but also show you how we can help you grow your practice. You've probably been a lot, well, I don't know about you, but you've been, so many people have been kind of floundering. They've been flatlining. They've been kind of doing the same thing, or maybe even going down over the years.
Wow,
but you know, kind of like a graph that goes like that. But we want to help you get to where you want to be, like, fast. And the way we can do it, well, attend one of our free masterclasses. We can share with you exactly how we can help you reach your goals, make the money you want, love dentistry more. We've been doing this, the masterclass, for a couple of years now.
Yep.
It's one of the best things we've ever done.
Many people say it was the day that changed their lives, that turned their practice and their life around.
Right. And there's no risk because we do not charge for a masterclass. We keep them very small, intimate. We own generally between 10, 15 docs at a time, which is very manageable. We get the most done that way. It's just a beautiful day in Baltimore at the Matto Center for Dental Practice Success. How do you find out more about it? How do you get in? Well, simply go to masterclass.matto.com. If you're watching the video, it's going to be right down there, masterclass.matto.com. We want to see you at one of our upcoming masterclasses.
I was just thinking, you know what's interesting? I mean, we've been doing this for a long time. We know, and we're good friends with a lot of other great dental coaches out there. And we find that, you know, sometimes people will give a dentist a 5-page survey to fill out and, you know, do you want this? What are your deficiencies in your practice? And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. And we do that to an extent too. But I think we found that every dentist wants to make more money and enjoy their practice more.
Enjoy their work,
and that's,
right.
That's what we focus on. We want you to make more money and enjoy your practice more. And that's what we talk about at the masterclass.
Yeah, if you want to, like, improve your insurance coding or something like that, you know, that's – but if you truly refer
you to someone great who can help you with that.
If you truly want to make more money and love your life and love what you're doing, then I think we might be for you, the masterclass.
Yep.
So check it out.
Cool.
Masterclass.matto.com. Let's do the call.
Let's do it.
Yes. Hey, Jesse, we're new in the area, and we're looking for a dentist. I guess the best question I can ask is, like, how much is a cleaning?
For the new patient cleaning, they do a little bit more than just the regular cleaning.
Okay.
For the cleaning, exam, and x-rays is $336. And then after that initial first time, if it's just cleaning and exam, it's $149. If they have to do the cleaning, exam, and x-rays, which they typically do once a year, it's $217.
Okay, you say $336 for the first time. That's for one person?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they do a comprehensive exam, and they also do more x-rays than they would normally do.
Okay. And I would need the x-rays, you think, right?
It just depends on how long ago it was that you had them and if we could get them transferred over or not.
Right. Cool. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Of course. Okay, if you have any other questions, feel free to give us a call.
You bet. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right, she was nice enough.
Very nice.
Super sweet voice.
I think it was somewhere in the South.
Oh, of course she was nice
then. Very nice.
She answered your question, how much is a cleaning? She gave you a few different options, right? A
few options, yeah, 3 different options, I think.
New patient, new to the area. She did nothing to sell the practice to you.
Less than zero.
Nothing to say, oh, I'm so glad you called. Welcome to wherever it was. I'm just going to say South Carolina. I don't know why that's what she sounded like. You know, welcome to Clemson, South Carolina, whatever town. I'm making it up now. But, hey, you know, so glad to have you in our community. Whatever. How'd you hear? Well, let me tell you about our practice. Mm-hmm. Something to let you know that you moved into town and you've called the right dental office, whatever it is.
I didn't get that feeling one bit. She was nice.
Yeah.
But I didn't
so glad you called. We've been here for 20 years, and Dr. Hotstetter is fantastic, and we're always welcoming new families. Just something.
Yeah. You know what I thought? I thought she was like – like very number centric. Like she rattled off those numbers, like 336, blah blah blah, whatever the other two. Like she focused on the numbers and like nothing else at all. Zero. Numbers.
I agree.
These are the numbers. This is what it is. Coming in.
I agree. So yeah, I'd say she should have sold you on the practice in her super friendly, exuberant, confident way. Like you called the right place, and you almost like you'd be a moron if you came anywhere
right,
but here.
Exactly. Yeah. Why couldn't she do that? Now right. She did one other little thing that I caught. That was a little bit weird. Did you pick up on anything else that she could have done?
Not sure what you're getting at.
Just in her, just the way she was talking to me. I guess the way she was explaining what. Okay, I'll just say it then.
Please.
She kept saying, they're going to do a cleaning. They will do this. It's not like we're like all one team together. We will clean your teeth. It's like they will do this. They will do a cleaning. They might need x-rays. Who are they? Is she in some separate office somewhere?
Right. She's in a call center in Bangalore.
Right. I just thought that was a little weird.
So, you know, I think we've talked about this before, but just because it bears repeating, the simplest thing when somebody like that calls and they start asking how much is a cleaning, how much is a crown, do you see kids, whatever – a great line is, oh, it sounds like you're looking for a new dental practice.
Well, see, it's funny. Do you notice I prefaced it with – I didn't just call and say how much is a cleaning, but I said we're new in the area. We're my family. Yeah. We're new
Who's
in the
we?
Area. Yeah.
Well, they? We?
Right. We're new in the area, and I guess the question I should be asking – in other words, I didn't really know, but it's
okay, so
very
just go ahead and say that.
So, hey, well, listen. Oh, thanks so much. We're new in the area, and I guess the question I need to ask you is how much is a cleaning?
That's a fantastic question. It sounds like you're looking for a new dentist. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. We're new in the area. That's right.
Boom. Now you've established you're new in the area. You're looking for – well, let me tell you about Dr. Hotstetter in our practice because we think you'll find you called the right place. Just
perfect.
Something
perfect.
Like that. And then tell about the practice. Yeah. Jeez, don't – as you said, she answered the question and she sounded like she was doing a scientific research paper.
Yeah.
This is 313.
Yeah.
This is 229. This is 187. This is 113B.
Right. I mean, exactly. It's exactly what it sounded like. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm going to have to – she was so nice.
And then didn't, of course.
Didn't ask for any information, contact her, ask for the appointment. Nothing. She
free,
could have said
– free look-see, whatever.
She could have said we've got something available tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. Not.
I have to give her. I'm sorry. I have to fail her. I have to give her an F. I'm so sorry.
God, don't
sweetie,
do it.
Sweetie, whoever you
don't
were,
do
you
it.
Sounded so nice, but it got to fail you. Sorry.
I'm going to give her a D minus 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 minus.
Curve down to an
F.
There you go.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us on the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. We'd love to hear from you. So please get in touch. Since I can never remember the email address.
Okay, I'll tell you what. It's podcast. At Matto.
Singular.
It's podcast
at Matto.com. Send us
a
question.
We get a lot of questions coming in through email. So if you don't want to be like in the whole group of things that we might miss, just make sure you do it in our dental place or email us anyway. Just get us. You know how to reach us. Get us the darn question. We'll answer it.
Dr. Richard Matto.
Dr. David Matto. We will see you next time.